I'm James Cridden, the radio futurologist. Last week, listeners to TXFM in Dublin, in Ireland, heard this.
You may have seen reports online or on social media that TXFM is closing down or going off air. And unfortunately, this is true.
The station comes off air by October the 26th this year, when its current broadcasting contract ends. Six full-time employees will be made redundant. The station's based in Communicore's offices in Dublin, so there should be a lot of shared costs. But even so, Gervase Slowey, the CEO of Communicore, said in a statement that the radio station was losing money. So, here's how radio stations work in Dublin. Dublin in total has 21 different licensed radio stations, and TXFM held the quaintly titled Alternative Rock Music license. So unlike radio stations in the US, you can't format flip. The format is alternative rock, and that's the format you have to broadcast. That format comes complete with a few rules on what you can broadcast, even how much speech you're allowed at a minimum and how much Irish music you should play. The license is advertised, and applicants end up having to fill out rather a large document that asks all kind of questions. When you win, your license, a contract in Irish broadcasting jargon, lasts for 10 years, and at the end of that 10-year contract, you have to apply again. Typically, but not always, the incumbent is in the best position to continue broadcasting and gets re-awarded the contract. What happened here is that TXFM's owners appear to simply not get the station to pay its way, and so didn't bother applying again for continuation of its license. However, nobody else applied, partially because if the incumbent usually gets re-offered the license, there's little point. One of those people who wanted to get the license was Simon Mayer, owner of 8 Radio, a mostly online-only service. In a press release, he said that he hopes that the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland will recognise the need for a new model to maintain sustainable niche broadcasting. A new model. One that's less onerous in terms of regulation, I guess. Not only is music-intensive radio under threat from streaming services, but Ireland's recession isn't showing many signs of improving. Are the regulations sensible with the increased threat from non-regulated streams? And from TXFM to the UK's XFM, Real XS or Virgin Radio Extreme, history seems littered with examples that show us that new alternative rock, particularly, isn't a format that appears easy to win a large audience with. Is it really the best format for regulators to demand to be put on air? You can get my weekly newsletter at james.crid.land, and until next time, keep listening.